Right, okay. Right, you just want to tell me your name?
Trisha Sherd.
And just what year you were at Bamford School, when were you here?
1957 to 1963.
Right, okay. And up to you, tell me what you remember most about school. Anything really, or?
Fuchsia popping in the garden.
What?
Fuchsia popping.
What, good?
Yes, because you could go up to the school from Fiddler's Well.
Right.
And all the way around the edge path.
Yeah.
It's all different now. There were loads of pink fuchsias, and every kid would go pop, pop,
yeah,
pop.
Yeah.
So that was sort of the way in. and then, of course, there was Middleton's, I think it was a pigsty at the top.
Yeah.
So you'd hang over the wall if there's any noises. Miss Bingham's class, I think there was a sandpit under the chimney breast on the right-hand side, or sand tray,
right,
that you used to have your own little turn-in now and again.
And that was one of the rooms in the old
school. So when you went into the school,
yeah,
you got the long corridor, and on the right-hand side there were the girls' cloakrooms,
yeah,
with pegs,
yeah,
and a really long, like the table, a full-length sink.
Right.
There was no individual sinks, it
right,
was just
yeah,
one
yeah,
trough.
Yeah.
And it was below the ground level. I think the windows were at high
right.
level. Then there was the teacher's room, and in my last year with Mrs. Swindon, I think there was two of us used to wash up the teacher's crockery after they'd had their morning break and what have you. You think, ooh, yeah, that's quite a good job because you missed half of the school, half the lesson.
Great treat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there must have been four or five teachers in there. It wasn't a big room. Then there was the boys' cloakroom. And then Mr. Davies at the end.
Yeah.
Mrs. Swindon or Fanny Arnfield on the left-hand side. Then Mrs. Evans, and then Miss Bingham, and then they... I can't even remember if we had an assembly, but I know at times that the doors, those folding doors were opened up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't remember what for. And the interesting thing is, and I would love to find out if somebody knows, is, I mean, I was there for, what, six years, something like that, 57,
mm-hmm.
8, 9, 6, 1, 2, 6, 3, 6, nearly 7 years. I've no idea which teachers I spent with for more than a year, other than Mrs. Swindon.
Right.
Because my year didn't go into Mr. Daly's class. But in terms of getting up to that stage, I know we were with Mr. Rastall for at least a year, I've no idea how much time I spent in the lower classes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it wasn't as though you were moving up every year.
Right.
So there were five teachers, and I was there for nearly 7 years.
Were you there till you were 11? Five
yes.
to 11, there was five classes, did
yes.
you say?
Yes.
Right, so those classes, some of them would like have, what, like two age groups in, like?
Well, I'm assuming
infants.
So, but I can't remember
can't
anybody
remember.
Who was younger.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sure
yeah.
there must have been.
Yeah, yeah.
And certain things I remember making, because they were quite good on the craft front.
Right.
I think in Miss Bingham's class, who incidentally taught my dad up at Derwent, we made, and I think it was her class, a little crepe owl, and we had to put some lines on it for feathers, on a little bough, and a
yeah,
hanging bit.
Yeah.
With the, you know those tiny little calendars for the year that you tore off the month? It
yeah,
must
yeah.
have been about 2x2.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Swindon, we did some good stuff in Mrs. Swindon's. I made... Everybody, every woman, every girl in the
mm-hmm.
school made a skirt.
Yes.
With the same fabric, just different colours.
Yeah.
And it had
yeah.
a kind of white lines with a little bobble in the middle. Don't know what kind it was properly known as. But then in my last year with her, I did a bolero and a sundress outfit.
Oh, wow. That's quite advanced.
And somebody called Joyce
it
Motley,
is.
She did a very nice embroidered pillowcase.
Yeah.
In purple pansies, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we used to have a visit from the knit nurse. We used
yeah.
to have the opticians come, and we'd all be in the middle of the, well, individually in the
oh,
middle
right.
of the long corridor.
Yeah.
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 Do
you remember any trips out?
No.
No.
No. Oh, yeah, no. Yes. Swimming. Harvested swimming
right.
pool
yeah.
in the summer.
Mm.
Mrs. Evans, she was in the second room up, and we used to have a period, I don't know what it was called, but there were five or six different activities that she would split the class up to do. And behind her desk, there was a big wide windowsill, and she used to have on it lots of empty packets of biscuits or flour or something.
Yeah.
And so you could pretend to be the shopkeeper, and you were selling with money one of your other fellow pupils who'd come in being the customer. So different practical things like that were really good, but they felt like play, of course, at the time.
Yeah, yeah. So where did you live?
I lived at Yorkshire Bridge.
Right, yeah.
And you're saying, how did you get here?
Yeah.
I think I came down by bus, but I can't really remember much about it. I can't imagine that I walked down at the age of five.
Somebody else from Yorkshire Bridge said they came by bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure it must have been.
Yeah.
Mr. Rastall, here in the Institute, he wouldn't be allowed to teach these days.
No.
I'm afraid there's probably lots of things that people would say that you wouldn't be able to print.
Yes. Yes.
But he was a dab hand at throwing the backwards blackboard eraser, which was the wooden one thing.
I think some teachers thought that's why they had them. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right, if I can just stop you there, then. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that was great.